Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. I'm Dawn Reiss, your host, and...
And I'm Lisa V, co-host.
That's right. We're here to bring you the right information, the right connections, the right contacts to get you connected in show business. And it's up to you and your talents to get connected, as we do have a slew of people to connect you to.
Yes, we do.
We do. So we're so excited. And before we start out, we're going to put some Young and Restless music, because tomorrow we're going to be over at the Young and Restless. We can't tell you the spot, but if you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com, you can actually get your tickets for this weekend. And I know Lisa has some of the amazing actors that are going to be there. And we do have a winner from the producer that she sent me. And we had a couple letters come in. And we have some Young and Restless music. Here we go. Have you watched that? Remember?
Yes.
Oh. I know.
Yes. I mean, my grandmother I know is here in spirit. But The Young and the Restless will be November 2nd to 3rd. It's the meet and greet. They also have a platinum meet and greet, a private dinner, and a breakfast that will be auctioned off. You can meet Ray Rosales, who plays Jordy. You can meet Abby Newman, who is Melissa. You have Devin Hamilton, Brighton James, and you have Elena, who plays, it's hard to type it, but what would that be?
Well, actually, Brighton. Yes. And they're going to have a private dinner.
So sorry. Yep. And it starts tomorrow at 11:30. Platinum fans can participate in the photo shoot starting at 12:30. And the event is from 1 to 4. And then they have a private dinner that starts at 6:30 p.m. The auction breakfast with the actors is November 3rd from 9:30 to 10:30. All of this and more information on soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Right. And also bring some extra cash, because they have some really great little tickets, and there's tables and tables of soap operas things and gift giveaways, and people walk away with so many amazing $100 worth of gifts. And Patty and her sister Barbie have actually done so much to put this event together, and the soap opera stars are actually flying in as we speak.
Yes,
which is amazing. And you know, we do have a winner. There's a couple people that wrote in. I can't believe we should have had thousands of letters.
We should have.
Yeah, I mean, for this,
I guess everybody thought, oh, it's too late, or oh, I won't get picked. You don't know unless you try.
Exactly. And the winner is, let me just read her letter. Oh, I've been knowing the Young and Restless for absolutely my whole life. I would absolutely be magnificent, miracle, love blessings. Oh my gosh, I would truly be blessed to meet one of the soap opera stars that I've been watching my whole life and know everything about the Young and Restless. And that letter from the producer hit her heart, and she said, Catherine Greenwell Chase, you are our winner.
Whoop, whoop. Yay, Catherine.
You'll be there tomorrow.
Yay, Catherine.
At the Young and Restless, and you can still
and
get
I'll
tickets.
I'll interview her, because she's the
winner.
That's
right, yes.
I'll be able to interview her.
That's right.
Once she meets everybody and...
Yes, and we're going to be interviewing all the soap opera stars tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
And
I'm so excited.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
Oh.
And I told you, my grandmother, like the bus driver, would literally, if he was too late, he'd bring each kid to their house, because he knew everybody was watching soap operas. I don't know if you're not here by this time. That's it. That's it.
That is
They'll
so
leave
cool.
the kids at the bus stop. I mean, literally, I there'll be nobody there. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, I'm going to jump on this right away before we our VIP guest calls yes. back here. And we have such a miracle story. Yes. Also, Soap This presents Dr. Holliday. And this is a cocktail reception and VIP dinner with Kathleen Gotti and Vincent Lazare. This will be Saturday, December 7th. And you go to soapthis.ticketly.com. Now, we're going to have another contest.
Yes, we are.
And so get your letters in now. Why you want to meet these two amazing actors December 7th.
Yeah.
And that
he
winner.
He was my, one of my, I mean, he just started when, you know, she went to be with the Lord. But, I mean, you know, I'm so excited because it's yeah. like I'm meeting him and she's there, you know.
Exactly. And Kathleen Gotti, she's just a sweetheart and she's very down to earth. And she's given us some shout outs and it's going to be awesome to see her again yes. as well. Yes. So again, with the letters, you want to write to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. You can actually watch the show back on the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. Yes. Also, do you have any thank you shout outs to anybody that you want to thank?
Actually, I want to say a few shout outs. Thank you to my church, Beaming Hope Church, and Pastor Joe, because God you know, closed the door that he's been trying to close for a minute, and I couldn't understand why. And thanks to him, I'm able to have a choice of hopefully two jobs that were full-time and are definitely what would be suited for me. And I have a shout-out. I have a lot of Facebook followers that send me messages, and some of them, you know, everybody, you know, some are special needs. You know, some people are recovering addicts and you know, gang members and stuff, and they literally say, you know, we watch your show and we listen to you guys, and mm-hmm. you really make us remember that God does forgive us, and you can start over, and you can always, you know, have the glory of God. Just, you know, accept him as your Savior. And I got to give a shout out to Stromer. You know who you are. Every morning when I get up, there's a very sweet message and always looking out for me. And yes, my tooth is much better because it's gone. And, you know, thank you, Micareta Bakery, Marlon. He's going to help do a catered event at a, you know, very good, you know, discounted price for the church. And I just want to say thank you to you over here. She's like, what? I put her on the spot now. Ha ha. Is honestly, thank you, Dawn. If you didn't ask me to be on the show, I don't know where I would be, you know, spiritually. And the fact that you opened up a major door for me today that I almost wasn't even going to apply for all the
And tell us what
emails.
Happened here, with
here's
Level
what happened.
Talent Group, Kelly over there.
Level Talent Group. I am actually going to be on HSN. I go Tuesday, I guess, to film it, and I'm actually considered now an HSN, you know, model. I'm laughing because at 49 years old,
you got it.
I couldn't believe it, and it was awesome because she even said, "I love your shoes," and the shoes match the outfit. I'm like, Ross, dress for less. But I literally, everybody who was there, you wanted to have a patch put on your face. So it was funny because we didn't realize what that meant until like the fifth girl came out and she had a patch on.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we want to be a patch. I want a patch. I want a patch. And when I went in, it was funny because they put, you know, I see her looking at me. She's asking questions. And then she grabs a patch. And I'm like, yes, I got a patch. And now here I am. And I come back in 10 minutes later and she takes it off and they're looking and staring. And I'm like, you know, do I smile? Do I not smile? Like, okay, no smile. Yes, smile. So I'm doing all this stuff. And she's like, okay, I like it. You know, I see the difference. And I'm like, yes. Oh, my God. I just got hired to be on HSN. And what everybody who was there, if you had done it before, they said, oh, no, once you've been on, like, they will, like, if they really, really like you, you're going to be on, like, regularly. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, my gosh. And I also have one for hair. They sent my ethnic hair for a curling iron special. Right. If you can straighten this, you win. That's all I can say.
Can I tell you, I went to an audition also. And sometimes it's meant for you right away.
Yes.
And then they'll look at you, and this was for another skincare. And they'll
yes.
say, you, yes, no, stay,
yes.
go.
Right,
go.
You're not old enough looking. You're too young looking. Yeah, I mean, that's what they were telling people, is please don't take it personal. It's just you're not, you know,
but
at
most
your
of the,
age, they want you to look a certain way.
Right,
so that
but
way
most of the
out.
Ladies were about 40 to 80 years old, and they all had great skin. So, you know, that was amazing to see the women coming in. And people think that being in show business, it's always, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that. There's so many people mm-hmm. we're going to bring to the table
yes.
and show you you're not too old, you can still do this. Now,
no.
I'm almost that. I can't
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah. Every time we say, oh, I thought you were my age. No, I'm
she's
only 49.
Younger than me, of course.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you're way younger. I'm like, okay, but obviously you thought I was a lot older, but that's okay. I forgive you because she doesn't wear glasses. As much as I adore her, if she would just put her reading glasses on and wear them here at the show, she'd look at me and go, wow, you really aren't as old looking. I'm really not.
Well, I have some shout outs myself before we get to our VIP guest, and I'm so excited.
Oh, and I got my digital card.
Yes.
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 Yes. My digital. Thank you, everybody. Digital card. I'm so excited that, you know, I get to send it. The gentleman said, do you have a card? I said, I do, but it's digital. So let me walk outside and I'll email it to you. He's like, perfect. Okay.
I love my digital card too.
I
and
do.
If you would like to see both of our digital cards and more,
go to our Facebook.
Yes. Or 727-871-7788. I will send you the digital card. Now, what's so great about it, you can add as many links as you want.
Yes.
And
everything.
I have our show, the Business View show. I have other products that I'm selling with Boomers Boost. Everything's up there. It's so amazing. I also have a special, and she's watching. Clady, she always knows that. She did my hair today. Of course, I had a beauty day.
Yes, you
and
look great.
She is amazing, and she's over at that salon loft over there, 630-930-0717, and she is one of the best hairstylists. I want to tell you, if you're looking for someone to color cut with your hair, this woman is truly amazing and very blessed. I also have two more shout outs. Also, yesterday was my me day, and I haven't had a facial in 20 years. 20 years.
They're great.
Oh my gosh. So after my massage, I want to thank Bianca over there on Largo at the Massage Envy and this adorable gal, Lauren Caldwell. And she was amazing. So after you go for your massage, then they put, you know, you're all like up there and you can just lay there for another hour.
That's
and truly amazing.
And then they
amazing.
Give you a little bit more massage on your shoulders
they
and the
do.
Face massage with the facial. Yes.
So those three
deal.
Shout outs, I want to thank you for making
yes,
my
anybody
me time.
Want to gift card us, Massage Envy, they're all over. And we're giving a free shout out. Anybody want a gift card, please send them to the station or message us and we'll come pick them up personally from you if you want to gift card us because, you know, we really, really, really need a spa day every now and again.
Spa days are great, I'll tell you. So let's go. We have some music before our VIP guest and let's go play our first song, Vaughn. I was listening to this the other day, scrolling through Facebook, and I found this kid. This is not him, but he's going to be on soon from India, 13 years old. But this music, of course, do you ever fall asleep at night and then you put some music on that are some praise and worship, and then you're like jumping in your bed, you're kicking your feet.
Holy Spirit's hitting you like a ton of bricks. We all know how that works, Pastor Joe.
This is the song. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat. It's to our God. No, I don't. Keep it going. It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Oh, yes. Sister Sandra, I know you're singing along with me.
To our God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's going to hit you too, Bert. You're going to fall out of bed. That's what's going to happen to you. But I was telling people that.
Every praise.
So if you're listening to this at 1 o'clock in the morning on your cell phone and your husband's like, why are you moving around so much?
Or Alexa.
Praise and worship in bed. Yes. Like, oh, yay. Yes. Okay, so let me introduce. We have an amazing woman, and I was walking my dogs one day. And if you're on speaker, anybody, make sure you're off because we have echoes on the station. We're on six stations. And 106.1 FM, The Heat, and Julie Kemp. And I was actually walking my dogs, and I saw this video. And I'm going to play the video in a second. But Julie, are you there?
I am here. I'm singing my praise from North Carolina.
Don't you love that music?
Yes,
I know. And your son, is he on the line as well?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Well, I'm going to have you stay tuned. Do you mind if I play the video that I saw a little bit about it? We're going to come back to both of you, and we have so much time with you here. This truly was amazing. And Vaughn, it was the second one that I sent you on the video. And your miracle story touched my heart, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And God said, get in touch with them. That's just how I felt. And did you see their video?
Yes.
Amazing. And what she's doing now, and she wrote a book. And Julie, we'll be right back, and I want everyone to hear this intro of this video that I saw that now you're here live with us at the station. Yes. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I didn't see what he was yelling at. I didn't see the ambulance coming, but I remembered him yelling. That was the last thing I heard from him.
On a Sunday morning in 1997, Julie Kemp, her husband Andy, and their 8-year-old son Landon were driving home from church when an ambulance returning to its station broadsided their car in an intersection. Andy died instantly. Rescuers stabilized Julie, but did not realize there was a third passenger in the car.
They couldn't see his body because of the damage that was done to the driver's side of the car, and Landon was sitting behind his dad. And when they saw Landon's shoe, it took a deeper search for his body. When they pulled Landon out from the back of the car, he was not breathing. And they all started working on him right away to bring him back.
Landon was resuscitated and life-flighted to Carolina's Medical Center. He died two more times that day, and both times he was brought back to life. Doctors didn't give Julie much hope for his survival.
They told me that if he lived, which did not look good, but that if he lived, that he would be like an 8-year-old baby, that he would not know how to walk or talk or to eat. I was so desperate that that was okay. I would take that just to have him. He was all that I had.
At her husband's funeral, Julie remembers feeling abandoned by God.
I was very disappointed, heartbroken. And while I'm sitting at the funeral, I'm fussing at God. I don't understand why this happened. I don't understand why he didn't send angels to protect us. But in the very next breath, I'm praying as hard to him as I've ever prayed in my life for Landon to live.
Landon had suffered massive head trauma during the accident and remained in a coma.
He's hooked up to all kinds of machines to keep him alive. And there are no signs. There's nothing good or bad. They see nothing happening. I kept praying that he would open his eyes.
After 2 weeks in a coma, Landon opened his eyes. To everyone's amazement, he had no brain damage. But in the midst of her joy, Julie knew she had to tell Landon about his father.
He had scars on his face, and his head was just full of hurt. And I didn't want to hurt him anymore. So I asked Landon. I said, Landon, do you know where your dad is at? And he told me, yes, I know where he's at. I saw him in heaven.
Landon is now grown, but still clearly remembers his amazing experiences in heaven.
I remember being able to see my dad and his friend, Olin Palmer, who had passed away less than a month before he did, also in a car accident, and Olin's son, Neil Palmer, who had died on a four-wheeler years before. Never one of us said a word to each other, but we were just all standing there.
He looked over to me and says, oh, Mom, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I saw your other two kids. And I just looked at him because I wasn't sure what he was talking about. But I had two miscarriages before Landon was born. We had never shared that with Landon. He did not know that we had lost two children before him.
I knew that they were my siblings, even though no one had ever told me about them. Just being in heaven, I guess you know your own, or you know who everyone is.
He says each time he died, he had a different experience in heaven. During the third time, he says he met Jesus and was given a mission.
It was almost as if like a preview of a movie to where you only get to see certain bits and pieces of things. Jesus came to me and told me that I have to go back to earth and be a good Christian and tell others about him.
Today, through Grief Share, Landon and Julie use their story to help others who are struggling with loss.
And we have Julie and Landon on the air. Well, you know, Julie and Landon, you are such an inspiration to the world, and there's a message of hope and oh my gosh, and strength. And thank you for calling in, both of you.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, now where are you calling from? What city?
We are right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Very close to Florida.
I have a friend in Charlotte, Tom. I'm going to come stay up there and interview them.
Yeah,
personally.
You could come and see them immediately.
His house is open. Yes,
for sure.
That'd be great.
So my first question is there a movie, or has someone offered you a movie or anything about this
from your book?
Yes, on your book as well.
We've had a couple of people ask us about it, but no, we do not have a film company or producer or anything that has reached out to us.
Well, and Johnny and anybody else out there, Doug, anybody who...
Rick from last week.
Yes, Rick from last week. Anybody listening?
Amazing.
Please. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
So tell us about the book that you wrote first, Julie.
The book was written to help others who are on a grief journey, because I did everything wrong on my grief journey, and I did it to help others so they wouldn't have to hurt and suffer as long as I did. And so it was just, and then to give them hope that there is a heaven and they will get to be with their loved one again.
I agree. And where can they buy the book, Julie?
It's on Amazon, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, Halo Publishing.
Is it on Kindle also, someone's asking?
Yes.
Okay. And the name of the book again?
Faith Has Its Reasons.
Faith Has Its Reasons.
Wow.
How long did it take you to write your book?
It took me a year to write the book, and I struggled with it because there were so many things that was hard to share, but I just felt like if I was going to be honest and share it, that I had to share the hard stuff too.
Wow.
But each morning when I would sit at my keyboard, it was just like everything came back to me, even though it was many years later. I just had it all bottled up, and so it was therapeutic to write it, even though it was my mission to help others. It helped me as well.
Amazing. And Landon, how old are you now?
30.
30 years old. So young still. That's
yes.
Amazing. So how old were you at the accident?
8.
8 years old. So yeah, that's still, like, my grandson is about 9 right now, and that's still
That'd
a memory.
Right.
Yeah, that would be. So when you went to heaven, do you remember when you said that you saw your family members and your dad's friends up there? What was it like? Do you remember that experience?
Like I said, I remember seeing my dad, his friend, and his friend's son, and like we all just stood there in a square, like not shoulder to shoulder, but right close to one another. And I don't remember ever talking to them or them talking to me. And I remember seeing my mom's first two miscarriages at a different time or a different place, because I just remember their faces.
Wow.
Wow.
And you know that. And
but then again, if you showed me their identical twins right now, I would not know who it is. I just...
You knew in the spirit.
Right.
Right.
Wow. So, Landon, what are you doing these days?
Right now, I am shooting pool and trying to perfect my game at that.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. That's me. Are you guest speaking anywhere as well with your mom?
Am I what?
Are you doing any like guest speaking or any functions out there speaking to the public?
Telling your story.
Right.
Yes, we're speaking at her church here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Let us know. Maybe, depending on when it is, we can, I can get up there.
Yeah, that's a hop skip over there. Is that over in Charlotte?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Super cool. So, also, Julie, tell us a little bit more. When a lot of people don't realize, I have three sons that, my ex-husband had passed away, and they are still, once in a while, they'll still grieve, and they're still coming back, and I've lost my parents. So I know it took me a while to get over that, but I'm never over it because somebody reminds me, or, I'm looking at her picture every day saying, Dawn, put your tennis shoes on, get out and start working out,
There you go.
And they show up in your dreams and so forth. And right now, where you're at in your life, what can you tell somebody out there that has lost a loved one or somebody that is just grieving, and especially over the holidays now, where that's the hardest part that you were saying?
It is. The holidays are so hard, especially if it's your first holiday without your loved one. So many people feel like they have to keep traditions, but it's okay to start new traditions. You don't have to keep old traditions. If you want to and it makes you feel better, it's okay. But don't feel guilty if you're just not ready to do that. And it's okay if, you don't attend every function that you're invited to. It's too hard. It's too much. And, some people are, not sure what to do with the stocking, or especially at Thanksgiving when you've got that empty dinner plate, and it's okay to put their picture out and maybe put it out by a candle so that you can remember them, because you hurt so much because you love so much, and they're always going to be a part. Like you said, it was so many years ago. They're always a part of you. There's a place in that heart where it used to hurt so much, but now it's just a reminder of how much you loved, and you're going to just cherish the memories. Even though your heart is breaking because you miss them, it will eventually become a place of love, and you're just going to keep looking forward to seeing them in heaven.
I agree on that. What are you doing with your book now? I know you were on the 700 Club.
We were on the 700 Club, and we were on Inspiration Ministries. We were on the Travel Channel for Destination Unknown. They did a series, Destination Was Heaven. Mm-hmm. And so we got to be a part of that, which was exciting because that was the first time that Landon had ever been around anyone else who had had experiences in heaven.
Okay.
Yeah. And wow. So we're going to be on the Inspiration TV station on Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be aired four times coming up this Thanksgiving.
Nice. Super exciting. Another thing I wanted to ask you, which is important, I'm looking for so many notes, like Sid Roth, that's another amazing TV show, on his. Did you end up going out and doing your own PR work, or did someone hear your story and then, or did you send your story over? Because this is what's happening. People are asking questions. They have miracle stories or they have something that happened. And how did you do your PR? Did you hire a publicist?
I did not. There are no words to describe it other than God.
Mm-hmm. God's publicist.
God's in charge.
Yes. He just opened doors, and unfortunately, the first publishing company that I went with were closed, arrested, for some fraudulent action, and so I had to republish it, and so we went through that little delay because of that, and so that was challenging, yes.
Right. Now, I know, like, is there any advice that you'd like to give somebody that's trying to write a book, that would like to write a book, and how did you go about it? Did you do it shorthand and write it all out, or did you go on your computer and just start putting it on Word? There's some people that kind of want to know as well. They have some things they may want to get out and maybe get it into a movie. Is there any advice you can give them?
What worked for me was... when I would get there, like, it would just come, but I would be just driving down the road, thoughts would come. I was watching TV, thoughts would come. I would wake up in the morning, thoughts would come. I had notepads all around me in my car and things like that. And so if you just really listen to the words of everything, you know, listen to people, like, the more I was listening to my own thoughts, you know, God's thoughts that he planted, and it was just amazing how things would come through other people, and just write it all down. Like, I didn't write it down in the sequence of things, and so I would just get it down there, get my thoughts down, and then I went back and put it all in order and then would expand on those thoughts and things like that. But once you start that, write every idea that you get down, and then you can go back and put it all together.
I would highly let you know, I mean, we went to the International Christian Film Festival this last year, truly amazing, and the film directors that are there and the people that we know, we're definitely going to send this show over to them and say, yes, listen to this, would you be interested? It's only a hop skip over there, and you know, your story needs to be out there as a movie as well. And I've met so many people, like the movie From Adrift, the woman that was out at sea for 41 days we interviewed, and her book became a movie. So with what you're telling me and all the inspiration and what your son Landon is on the phone with us as well, and what you went through, it's a blessing for people, because there's a lot of people that don't believe, especially now in these days, they're not giving the faith and they're not going forward. They think that they can just do it themselves.
Right.
Exactly. So
we're not in charge at all.
Right. And do you have any questions for Landon?
I actually do. When you said, you know, you were up there, you only remember, you know, them standing there. You didn't see colors. Was it like totally a white background, or was it like how some people say, just the most colorful experience and colors that they've never seen, like literally on Earth? It's just, you can't describe it. Or mm-hmm. did you just only see those individuals and everything else was like not around?
I remember seeing those individuals, and I don't remember seeing any rainbow full of colors or anything like that, but I mainly just remember seeing the faces compared to places, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So you were clinically, they said you were clinically dead 3 times, was that correct?
Yeah.
Wow. And then,
right, when it's not your time, it's not your time.
And do you remember when you came back? Do you remember, was it right away, Julie? Did he come out of it, or was what had happened when he came back the last time?
The last time that he came back, the first thing that he did, I kept praying for him to open his eyes, and I kept staring at him. He has beautiful blue eyes, and I just wanted to see those blue eyes again. I didn't know if they were going to be as bright, if they were going to be gray. I was just aching to see those blue eyes. And so I just kept looking at him to open his eyes. But actually, the first thing that he did to let me know that he was coming back, you know, occasionally I would get excited because I would see, you know, his body move or a jerk or something. And so he just told me that it was not him. It was just his body reacting. But Landon had a very, very bad habit that drove me crazy before our accident. And before he opened his eyes, the very first thing that he did to let me know that he was coming out of the coma was he popped his knuckles. And and I knew that that was not just a jerk, because that was such a habit for him. And so he actually popped his knuckles before he opened his eyes. But it was shortly after that, he opened his eyes, and he looked around, and he closed them. And so I didn't know the first time that he opened them, if he was focusing, did he know what was happening, was, you know, he coming to and everything. But it did not take him long. As soon as he came around, he just was amazing with everything. And they told me while he was, you know, in the coma that he wouldn't be able to eat, and he was asking for Oreo cookies because Oreos was his favorite cookie. And
mine too, Oreo. Landon. You wrong. Double stuff, Landon. You should have asked for double stuff.
There you go.
And so my dad got to the hospital as fast as he can with a pack of Oreos for him. And so it was just amazing how quickly he recovered. While he was in a coma, they had a wheelchair made for him. They measured his body because they said that he would never walk again. And so on his first ride in a wheelchair to his rehab appointment, he was so angry. And then after his physical therapy appointment, he pushed the wheelchair away. He refused to get in it. And I was still wobbly. I had crushed ribs, and I have had a rod put in my arm.
Oh, wow.
But we were wobbling back down the hall because he refused to get back in that wheelchair, and he never got back in it again.
Way to go, Landon.
Praise God. Wow.
Praise now, God.
In the accident, can I ask you what exactly happened before we end? I know we have this goes
I know
so
that
fast.
An ambulance was going to another call, and they hit you. Did they stop? I mean, obviously,
yes.
They didn't stop, or they radioed or something.
No, we were going through an intersection, and it T-boned my husband's side.
Oh, okay.
And so the ambulance driver that hit us was actually the one that called it in, and that was the reason that we were airlifted so quickly, because, you know, he had done that. But just to, you know, just throw something else in there for anyone who may be struggling with having to forgive someone.
That's a huge one over
yes,
right now. You're hitting, right
you're
on.
Hitting it on the head. It's like, bam, yep. Explosion, yep. Atomically.
I know a couple people coming to mind right now.
Amen.
That need, yes, I gotcha. Go for it.
Because, you know, yeah, because sometimes there's malpractice. And sometimes, like in our case, it wasn't an accident. Sometimes it's suicide. There's so many different things. And while I was writing this book, before it was published, I called Landon, and I told Landon that there's something that I needed to do. And I told Landon, you don't have to go with me, but I've got to do this. And that was, I had to meet the ambulance driver. Mm. All these years, you know, it was like, and I didn't know why God wanted me to do that. Because I had so much as a single mom with challenges and struggles that both of us had to get through that I didn't have a chance to carry hate in my heart. But I just know God impressed it upon me to meet with the ambulance driver. And I did remarry, and I had another child. And years later, I found a letter that Landon's dad had written just a couple weeks before our accident. And in it, it said, I know that if I'm died, I'm going to go to heaven. I have eternity to look forward to. You know, he had written this beautiful letter.
Wow.
And so I wanted to take that letter to the ambulance driver to let him know that my husband was okay, and he knew that he was going to be in heaven. And so he kept staring at Landon the whole time we were there, and I did not know it, but for 16 years, he woke up in nightmares every morning because he was the one that pulled Landon out of the back of our trunk.
Oh.
And he saw Landon when he pulled him out, and he told me then, I did not know this, but he told me that Landon died with his eyes open.
Wow.
So every morning he had nightmares of this little 8-year-old boy that he pulled out of the trunk, and he never saw him since then. And so he just kept staring because he said, I hope when I wake up in the morning that this is the face that I see.
What a healing.
So,
yes.
But, you know, yeah, so it wasn't about me having to forgive him as much as it was about him being able to forgive himself, because
right.
he
right.
was trained to save lives, not to take lives.
Wow,
that
is so
powerful. Statement right there.
Did you have seatbelts on? Somebody's asking.
Yes, we did have seatbelts on, three of us.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, you know, you two are such an inspiration, and I hope one of our film director friends out there will say, Dawn, who is this? We're going to send that
if
over.
If not, I'm going to start soliciting
yes,
it myself, and I will definitely get with you because it needs to be on film. I mean, there's no...
I agree.
Especially the part of the faith where she was, you know, angry and upset with God because she had done everything right. You know, like when people have a DUI and heaven forbid the other person who's innocent doesn't make it, but the person who had the DUI, not a scratch on them, like that's where you go, God, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And now later her story is going to hopefully, mm-hmm. it already has, changed thousands of people's lives.
Exactly.
You know, we were on our way home from church
right.
when all this happened.
Wow. Right. You were leaving church, you know?
Yes.
And you're asking, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you can't sleep at night. My mom would always say it's prayer time, but you know, that music I just had on, yes. my husband was like, it's one in the morning, Dawn, what's going on?
Yes. You know. Holy Spirit's hitting you, Bert. Get ready. And 5, 4, 3, 2, out like a light. Yes.
I know. Well, Julie and Landon, you've been such a pleasure. Our show goes so fast.
Yes.
And I do have another song I'm going to play, but thank you both. God bless you. And then give your book one more time where they can get it on Amazon.
It is Faith Has Its Reasons.
Faith has a great Christmas gift if you know someone that's grieving or has lost somebody as well.
Yes, and
that's
we will definitely reach out to you and see if the day that you know you're in church up there that maybe you know I can be there or we can be there.
Yeah.
We'll just see what happens.
Yeah, road trip.
That would be great.
Yes, road trip. Oh, wow. Lisa V and Dawn Reese on the road. This is going to be hilarious.
Oh, Julie, thank you so much, Landon, for taking your time out and giving your inspirational story. God bless both of
you.
And you know, he's got you, and he's showing you there's a reason and that you have to get this word out to give people more faith and hope. And I thank you so much. I'm Dawn Reese, and thank you, Julie and Landon, for calling in. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Before we go to a song, let's go to that song because this was that was very powerful. And it's hard because I think and I come home and I run to my husband and I give him a hug and I'm like, you don't realize, you know.
Your life can change in
one day.
1 second.
1 second.
1 second.
Yes.
You take your eyes off the road, you're texting, you're doing something you're not supposed to. In that 1 second, you can change your life or somebody else's.
That's right. And forgive family members if they've done you wrong or something.
Right.
Because
they're toxic. They don't need to be in your life, but you forgive them for you, not, you know, for your peace of mind.
And, exactly.
And that's that.
And that's why I tell people, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And get the anger and let it go.
Right.
And you know who you are.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I'll be right back.
It was your cross that saved me and rescued me. Just a moment.
another song you don't listen to at 1 in the morning when your
not
husband's
at all.
Like,
I'm trying to explain to her. I can only imagine. Yeah, that's what you need to have on.
There's spa music.
Yes.
Yeah, the
yes.
spa music can put me out.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. See, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll get the acoustic versions.
Yeah, my bed was like a bouncing ball.
Yeah, I mean, poor Bird, he's got to get up early in the morning and work, and he's like, honey, what is this? Yes.
I'm like dancing in bed like this. Okay.
Hey, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
When it hits you, it hits you, and you cannot stop it. I don't care if you're offered $1 trillion. You are going to drop to the floor and not wake up. And I literally thought it wasn't. I thought it was fake. I did until it literally happened to me at Beaming Hope.
Yep.
And Pastor Joe said, come here. I said, oh, no, I'm good. I'm right here. Thank you. He said, no, come here. I'll come get you. And literally, if you said, I'll give you $1 trillion to stay standing, I was out like a light for 30 minutes and woke up and was like, where am I?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah,
it's amazing when you get it.
Yep. And also, I know we have Mako, I think, on the line.
Yes,
we're going to go right to her in 1 second. November 16th, we have at the Brian Glacier Family JCC, 522 North Howard Avenue in Tampa. There's a huge women's business expo, 100 successful business women. We're going to be there with a table.
Yes.
And if you would like a free ticket, please text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And I will send you this digital ticket so you have that. I think there's a small cost at the door. And if you'd like to be a reporter for me, we have another sports reporter.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm working on some things for him
Steven
as
B.
well.
Yep.
Yes. And we'll get him back on the air, and he's going to have his own special soon.
Yes.
And then we have Deidre coming up on the 18th with another special. We have other reporters coming on. You're going to do
me. I'm going to do Getting Ripped in the Kitchen and our Spanish show. So we're going to definitely have a Latin, because there's a big Latin population. And,
that's
and
right.
We need to stay in tune with, you know, not
Hollywood.
Only world events, but also putting you with the right producers and people and
yep.
stuff that's opened up for me because of this show. I need to open it up for other people, and it is the Latin market.
So. Yes, and Hollywood Connections is going Spanish.
Yeah, we are connecting. Yes, we're going. Ready? Hollywood Connections in Español.
Hello. Let's go to our phone. I know we've gone over. Mako, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mako.
We're excited about your event coming up, and you've got...
I am, too.
Yes, Ellen Jacoby, casting director. She's like the mogul down there. She's coming up here. You've got film directors. Tell us all who's coming, where it's going to be at. It's free, but you are selling vendor tables as well.
Yes, free food, free beverages, free admission, free concert. We have celebrity R&B, Glenn Jones, that is coming. He's R&B Grammy nominated. And we also have Straight Company. Straight Company is well-known, renowned a cappella group. They have sold millions of CDs independently. And we have NBA, NFL, boxing legends. Don is going to be with us as a celebrity judge. We have several celebrity judges coming. We're still looking for talent. For those of you that are talented, that can sing, that are poets, musicians, please give us a call at 954-687-4705. If you're in the local area in Tampa, feel free to give Don a call, and she'll make sure I get it. But come out. It's November the 23rd. Address is Nassau Church of Christ. Address is 1312 West Nassau Street. That's Tampa, 33607. And also, we publish books. So if you need to have your book published, give us a call at 954-687-4705. And I'm really excited about the entire event because we have so much we're doing that day. It's just too much to stay on air. But you can visit our websites at Mako, M-A-K-O, webtv.com.
And Mako, what do they need to get a book published? What do they need to send you?
Special.
Do they need a transcript for you? I mean, what do they need exactly?
Yes. Email it to us. We do charge, but we have very economical prices. We'll fit everyone's budget. And we're currently publishing 5 ministers. Dr. Louis Lugo, resides in Tampa, and he's an evangelist, been a minister now for 32 years. And we have several books that we're publishing currently, including my own new book. And we're waiting on Don's book.
And Lisa's.
Oh, there you go.
And Lisa.
Yes, Lisa's is coming.
I've started. I take a couple
of God made it happen.
That's right.
You're in between work now, so what excuse do you have not to write?
But, you know, I had a friend that her family... This was amazing. And Deborah, if you're watching, or Debbie, out in California, she was in the movie Miss Congeniality.
I love that
She's
movie.
A cute blonde. Yeah. And her family wrote a book, I guess the grandparents, and they gave it to all the grandchildren. And it was so cool to know what their family did. And so, yes, I thought it was really cool. I remember seeing that.
You know what, Don? I'm so glad you said it, because another thing that we will be marketing now, that we'll publish your family history. And this can go, you pass it from generation to generation, and your mom, your father, the grandchildren, everyone's nicknames, their favorite recipes.
Oh, that's
whatever.
Lovely.
And they have a book, and it will have pictures. You can even have 500 pictures in the book. And it's great for a family reunion. So that's something else we're promoting now. Yes. Publish your family history.
Wow.
Okay. So contact us for that.
And guess what? You can meet Mako yourself at this event coming up. Mako, hold on. We only have 2 minutes or 3 minutes. He's saying, I've got to tell everybody, at the end of November, too, we have Santa coming in. I want to tell you, he is the best Santa in the world. He's the only Santa. Have you met him yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's amazing.
Okay.
And we want to do a children's story on the air. So I'm looking for that. And if any good writers out there, Lisa, what do you think of this on one of the shows that we do? We do like a story time. I've been trying to do this. And Vaughn, you could probably put the sounds together. Can you like pull up a creaking door? You know, and we do like an hour. Remember old time radio?
Yes, where you actually,
So you're the actress. I'm the actress.
Okay.
And we still have other people that we bring in and we write the story. And then we'll do that, like have it hanging on a cliff, you know.
And then for the next week. Right.
Yeah. Or something. Or like next month we'll have the sequel to it. But do you remember driving in the car and hearing those old time stories?
Yes.
I don't hear that anymore.
Nope.
I know.
Everybody's on their phone watching something.
What is that?
There's the creaking door.
And who is coming in? I'm not sure who it is.
Cool.
You know, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to write up something. So all of my writers out there that
want
to listen. Yeah, Vaughn has all the sounds back there.
Yes, we do.
So, Vaughn, thank you so much for being here and being patient.
Yeah.
And, Lisa, any last words that you have?
All I can say is God is always on time. He's in charge, no matter what we think or believe. And he literally, you know, something that people who have made comments, and I wish I would have said this to you months ago, that I, you know, God was telling them, like, I got to get out of what I'm doing to get where I'm supposed to be. And that's what happened. Literally.
And doors shut. Sometimes, and it's happened to me too.
Yes.
All of a sudden that door shut and you're like, okay,
what do we do now?
Yeah. It's not meant to be.
No.
Doing what you're doing. And that's what we're doing.
Yep. Yes, that's exactly
and
what's
tomorrow
going
we're going to be going to the soap opera event and we're going to be going
this.
Live.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Oh, it's so much fun. So please, everybody, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. You can still get tickets. Oh, what's that, Vaughn? Is that another sound?
Oh, no, that's Mako. I think it's somebody else's song. So, yeah.
Oh, that's Vaughn eating back there. We're talking.
I'm kidding. He's like, no, it's not. No, we're just embarrassing you, Vaughn. Don't worry.
See, I'm already into the sounds, like how that's going.
Yes.
And so, anyways, but otherwise, we have a get-together coming up with a mini state pageant December 7th. And I've already cut the cost down to $75 to enter. It's $75 at the door. And who's going to nationals with the world's tourism pageant system here in Florida?
And the Hollywood Connections cruise?
That's right. And oh my gosh, yes, Soap This has a cruise coming up. And I just put a thank you before our last minute. I have a cruise going myself, and it's amazing. There's a small fee of $25 before December 5th. It's out of Miami, and it's
going to
Nassau, Bahamas. So we're all going Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
Any of our fans out there,
any
of our
fans
friends?
Want to come hang out with us? Trust me.
In
Lisa
April.
B is more crazy in person, I was told.